Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Nordbrook. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Knapp. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave Chalk. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dan Briggs. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Pitching for the California Angels, Nolan Ryan. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chalk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Essien and he is out, Bannister applying the tag. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Grich steals second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball four. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. Spencer moves to second. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Soderholm moves to third. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Knapp covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Chalk moves to second. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bannister moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Ryan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Gritch moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordbrook takes first base on ball 4. Soderholm moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Soderholm scores. Lemon moves to third. Nordbrook moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zisk hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook misplays the ball. That's an error on Nordbrook. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chalk hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bocht moves to second. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverry takes first base on ball 4. Bocht moves to third. Briggs moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bocht tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Baylor trying to get to third. Gar throws the ball into Soderholm, who tags Baylor for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 2 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritsch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nordbrook takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nordbrook moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritsch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chalk hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Jones pinch hits for Andy Echeverrin. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Hampton now catching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Bocht settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 3 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Zisk moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Gritsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritsch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gritsch takes first base on ball 4. Laron Lagro now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonds strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Gritch moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 3 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Nordbrook bunts towards the mound. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Essien moves to second. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Essien moves to third. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chalk moves to third. Ike Hampton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hampton strikes out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. Chalk scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gritch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 4 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-4 in the game. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and California Angels, 2. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.